my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Full Draw Friday, episode number 44. Happy opening day to all the Illinois gun hunters out there. I hope you guys see what you're looking for. Shoot straight. Make sure you wear your harnesses. Make sure you wear your orange. Be safe, all that kind of stuff. Make sure you're following all the rules. I'm going to talk today about some gun season strategy for you guys. I'm going to talk about some lockdown strategy for any states that don't have a gun season right now. Also, you know, for the gun hunters, where you're going to see that. And that'll be us here in the next, you know, probably first couple days of next week. Some of you guys may have already been seeing some lockdown stuff over the last 5 or 6 days or so. So we'll get into some strategies for that. We'll talk about this week's episode of Fall Pursuit. And then we'll get out of here. I think that's going to be it for today. But before we get into all that, don't forget about our sponsor for Full Draw Friday. And that is Rodney Hawkins. If you guys are looking for your own piece of ground to manage and hunt, Rodney's going to be the guy to talk to. He grew up hunting, fishing in Southern Illinois, and now he's putting that love for the outdoors into selling recreational properties as a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. And Midwest Farm and Land isn't your average real estate company. They sold over $85 million worth of ground in 2022 alone, with agents like Rodney all over Illinois. They're really a local company with a national reach. For more information on them or anything that might be available or even getting your property listed, you can contact Rodney at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. He's also got his own company called RG Outdoors. He's currently got products from Radix Hunting. He's got Tacticam trail cameras. He's got camo dust, and he's working on new stuff all the time. So if you want to get any information about the stuff they do have or what may be coming, you can message them through their Facebook page, RG Outdoors. Email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com, or again, just call Rodney at 618-925-3153. Don't forget, we're on social media at Ridge Hunter Outdoors. That's on Facebook and Instagram. We do have a private Facebook group called RHO Podcast Patrons, where you guys can have some input on the podcast. We're going to do a giveaway on there coming up soon, so make sure you get in that group so you can get in for that. And just use it as a regular hunting group, you know, post your success, your failures, all that kind of stuff. RidgeHunterOutdoors.com is a website. If you guys find anything on there you like, use the discount code FULLDRAW, that's all caps, no space, and you get 10% off your order. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, make sure you hit the follow button. Leave us a review. That really helps us out. And then YouTube, you can subscribe there and like and comment on all the videos. That's where Fall Pursuit is being posted at this season, and all the podcast episodes, and we do have some extra content on there as well. So make sure you go check it out, Ridge Hunter Outdoors on YouTube. All right, let's get into Full Draw Friday number 44. Okay, first things first, since it is gun season here in Illinois, if you guys are listening to this between hunts or even in the stand, I have at times taken a headphone with me, especially if it's windy, thrown one in and listened to hunting podcasts or really any kind of podcast while I've been in the stand to kill time, especially if I'm sitting all day, which I'll get into in a minute as well. But for gun season, there's a couple things. I don't do a lot of gun hunting. I'm more strictly bow hunting. Part of that is helping out at the shop. Part of that is I've been a few times and just never had much luck. The places I have to hunt get a ton of pressure around them, so it's really tough. Makes it tough for me. And then the other place, they kind of get the deer pushed onto them, and then I can bow hunt them the next week. So I'd rather do that. Anyway, there are some strategies, though, that I see being really beneficial for gun hunting. And one of those is going to be getting close to that cover, because we all know, as everybody calls it, the Orange Army's coming out, and there's going to be a lot of pressure. Well, we've already seen, you know, in places there's been an uptick in pressure, seems like this year. I know a lot of guys are saying that, which is fine. But for gun season, it's always going to be worse than bow season. So make sure you can get, like if you have cover, you can get close to it. But you also still want to be able to shoot a certain distance, right? Because you want to take advantage of being able to hunt with a firearm. So if your effective range is 200 yards, why not have a place where you can shoot close to 200 yards, if not that? Now, if only place you can get close to cover is where you can shoot 50 yards, well, that's fine too, right? So that would be the first thing I would look at is getting close to somewhere where they're going to push the deer to as they get pressured, as they start getting shot at, as the hunters move in, and the deer see them coming or smell them coming, and they have to run and hide somewhere. And the other, then after that, I would look at your distances and being able to shoot at your effective range to, again, take advantage of actually using a firearm over archery equipment. So another thing I would look at when it comes to gun hunting would be getting in there early and not leaving too early in the afternoons. So if you get in there early enough in the mornings, you can slip in, especially depending on where you're going. Just like everything else, you don't necessarily want to walk through food in the mornings. You don't want to walk out through food in the evenings. You don't want to walk in through cover in the afternoons. You don't want to walk out through cover in the mornings. So keep that in mind as a general rule of thumb. But if you can get in there early, then maybe you get, especially if you're hunting that cover, maybe you get those deer being pushed in by other hunters who are showing up late, and then they come by you at shooting light. Whereas if you're walking in 10 minutes before shooting light, and so is everybody else, you're just going to be another one of them that's scaring deer. So that's something I would look at too in all high-pressured areas, is getting in early and getting set up and being ready for them to come in. Because maybe they'd be coming to your spot to stay for the day or a few hours, but then if you're just walking in, you're bumping them out too. Whereas if you're already set up, the other hunters run them in, they come and stop and hang around, and then shooting light comes, and then bam, there's your opportunity. So that's something I would look at too. Also with the leaving late, you don't want to be the one bumping them out on the way out. That way they don't go to the neighbors for the morning hunt. You can have them still hanging around on you and maybe get back in there in the morning and have the deer on you. Right now, it is as important as ever to make sure they have a place where they do not feel pressured. It's going to be really hard for them to find. So if you can do that on your property, you're going to be in a lot of luck. And that goes for like this next week after gun season as well. So if you can not put pressure on them this weekend too much, that's probably where they're going to be next week after all this stuff gets done. So that's what I got for gun season for you guys. Hopefully that helps a little bit. We could probably get a little more in-depth on it, but don't overcomplicate it. It's gun hunting. If you have a deer where you know close to where he's at, get into where you can shoot 100 yards or whatever, again, your effective range is. Get in there close to him and kill him. Don't overcomplicate it too much. So on to the lockdown strategies. Like I said, some of you guys may have already seen this. I know especially northern Illinois, Iowa, northern Missouri probably have see this earlier than us every year. We should be seeing it like right now, but the gun season generally messes that up. I think they don't have a chance to lock down as much. We do see some of it, again, in certain areas before the gun season, and we'll see some of it after the gun season. So for those of you who, and maybe you are seeing it during the gun season if you're in one of those places that doesn't have a ton of pressure, for those people who have it now or are seeing the lockdown phase here the couple days after gun season, basically what it is, if you guys don't know, is when a buck finds a doe that's in heat, he will breed her a couple, you know, several times within a 24 to 48 hour time span. And essentially, he'll just lock down with her, and that's what they're going to do for 24, 48 hours. Now, there's no set time on how long they're going to be with them, but they're locked down with that doe, and they're not going anywhere without her, and they usually aren't going very far because they're both ready to breed, and that's what they're doing. So then they have to come off that doe at some point when they get done, and they go looking for another one, and that's part of the lockdown strategy, is putting in your time. It's a lot like regular rut hunting, like normal rut hunting as far as putting in your time goes, but it becomes even more important now. Because where earlier in the rut you see a lot of movement midday, like 11 to 1, right now it could be any time of day on the lockdown. Because it's just going to be whenever he's coming off that doe, especially if you're hunting one specific buck. If he's locked down with a doe, you're not going to see him. But when he comes off of her and has to go looking for another one, that's when he's going to be cruising with his nose to the ground looking for the next doe. And that could be at 8 in the morning, that could be at noon, it could be at 8 at night, it could be 3 in the afternoon. Any time of day that is, I mean, that's a possibility that he could be coming off that doe. So you have to be out there when it happens in order to have a chance at killing him, because when he does come off her, he goes, looks for another one. It does, you know, if you have a bunch of does, you might not have to go very far. So then that limits your opportunities. But if you don't, or if he's having trouble finding one, then maybe you have a little bit of time to kill him between the two. But then when he gets with another one, it's going to be tough again because he's going to be locked down with her. So the first strategy for the lockdown would be just put in hours, put your time in the stand in a location where you think he might be. Not necessarily living, but if you got trail camera pictures of him recently with a doe or cruising, think about those areas. Get close to them comfortably, as comfortably close to them as you can get, and hunt those areas for, you know, all day sits if you can do it. Now is the time where I would start sitting all day if you had the ability to do it. Another thing during the lockdown is water. And that's a big one throughout the whole rut, but especially now because they will still have to drink while they're breeding. So there's a possibility that he could come to the water with the doe. You guys will see, I haven't talked about it much yet, but on the episode of Fall Pursuit, the buck that I shot was coming to water and he was with a doe. And we didn't see the doe at the time, but they were coming to get a drink and then with his doe, and he may have been locked down with her. Like, he was a long ways from home. I would assume, I've never seen him before, but he was with the doe on our property. And they were getting a drink, and then they came around to us, and that's where I ended up shooting him at. But we'll tell that story more on Fall Pursuit, and then we might talk about some on Monday's episode as well. But you'll get to see all of that stuff. But my point is, even when they're locked down with the doe, they still have to get water somewhere. So if you have an area that doesn't have a lot of water and you know where they're going to drink, that could be a good place to set up as well, especially, again, all day sits, because it could be at any time where they're coming to that water hole right now. The other thing is, try to find the does. And I know that's kind of a regular rut strategy. But like I said, when he comes off of the doe he's with, he has to find another doe. Like, that's what he's doing right now. So if you can hunt around the does, even if you haven't seen him or don't know where he's at with his doe, when he breaks off of her, he's got to look for more. And if you're hunting them, that's where he's going to be. Obviously, there's different doe herds he could go to, but especially if you know that you have a pretty specific area where your does are bedding, you can get in close to them and find out where they're feeding, hunt the food. And essentially what that comes down to is hunting the deer. So find the movement, go to that, and hunt them. That's really going to help you out during the lockdown. So hopefully those things help you guys out during the lockdown, whether you're experiencing it right now or whether it's coming up for you, or, you know, hopefully you were able to be successful in it if you already had that lockdown phase. So I do want to give an update on Fall Pursuit Episode 7, like I just kind of mentioned there. We did get some opportunities this week. I think it's going to be a really good episode. Obviously, I shot that buck, and then Nate had a chance at his biggest deer. So that's all going to be on Tuesday's episode. It'll be number 7, I believe, of Fall Pursuit. So you want to make sure you go to the YouTube channel, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you know when that comes out. It should be, I shoot for around 7s on Tuesdays, 7 on Tuesdays, but it doesn't always work out that way. So it'll be out Tuesday night. Episode 7, you guys will get to see all that. We'll tell the whole story on there of everything that's went on the last week. It's been a pretty busy week for us at Ridge Hunter, so stay tuned for that. Also, with that, last Friday, I did miss that episode. I apologize for that, but I actually didn't have my voice. You probably hear coughing a little bit earlier. I've been battling a cold, so I'm just kind of getting over it. I wasn't even able to talk really last Friday, so I apologize for not getting one of those out, but we will have an episode for this week coming up. I don't know, with gun season and being busy, if it'll be Monday yet or not, but it will be sometime beginning of next week. So if you don't see it come out Monday at the normal time, don't worry, it will be out sometime next week. But until then, have fun out there, be safe, get the kids out if you've already killed your bucks, get out there in the woods and enjoy the time that you can hunt. It's supposed to be pretty good weather here Saturday and Sunday, so find one you like, pick them out, shoot straight, and we'll see you next week.